out at the door. I won't say a word, but they've all been said before, you know. So why don't we just play pretend, like when I'm scared of what is coming next, or scared of having nothing left. But don't get me wrong, I know there is no tomorrow. All I ask is, all I ask, if this is mine, if this is my last day, all I ask. I don't ask for much in this world. I guess I just pray for justice, fairness, which I know will never come, but I can dream. I can dream, goddammit. So with everything that's going on in the world, I took a break from my angst about the future and the injustice that pervades through every society to go to my daughter's sports day the other day. And what better antidote to the cruelty of the world and the simple and honest hopes of the children, full of life, full of joy, full of dreams of a better world. However, I'd forgotten that there is in fact no more unjust place in the world than a school sports day. Firstly, they want everyone to win. They want everyone to have a medal. I'm sorry, life isn't like that, kids. In maths, you don't have kids going 2 + 2 = 5. Oh, give that thick fucker a GCSE grade 9 star. No, it's like chuck that prick out of the school. But at school sports day, everyone has to be a winner, don't they? So of course they forego the usual athletics events. Who's the fastest, jump the highest, the longest, throw the thing. To events where they feel like anyone can win, you know. Notwithstanding how many pies, pasties, chocolate bars they eat and how much they are in front of their screens playing games called muscle wastage and brittle bone. You know, so the sports day games are designed subtly, or, you know, non-subtly, handicap the fast kids. So, you know, let's stick the fast kids in sacks, tie their legs together with a slow person, weigh them down, or the classic, make them carry a fucking egg. A spoon and a fucking egg. And this would be fine, however, in any of these races, but particularly the egg and spoon race. They do not follow the rules. Because what you find is the good kids, i.e. my children, stick to the rules. If the egg falls off, you stop and pick it up. The cunt kids just waddle down the track, holding the egg onto the spoon with their fucking meat shovel hands, and no one bats an eyelid, because these are the races they can win, the cheat races. And I'm standing on the sidelines thinking, what the fuck is anyone actually invigilating this shit? Where's the fairness? Where's the justice in the world? And so everyone gets an equal number of medals and everyone's happy but simultaneously disappointed. And then the final race of the day, the parents' race. I line up on the starting line. I look around at the other dads, the other balding dads, and I think, I've got this. And then all of a sudden, three, three fucking Usain Bolts appear out of nowhere. I'm like, I haven't seen you all day. Who's your kid? Who's your kid? The cheating fucks with it. Let's see the birth certificates. I haven't seen you all day. What, you just appear out of nowhere? And of course, I'm left for fucking dust as these built Adonises take bronze, silver and gold, and I'm left in their wake, broken on the ground, unable to move. Well, the only thing to keep me alive is the eggs dropped by one of these fucking cheats, who halfway through didn't even bother about the fucking eggs. They just waddle. No justice. That's what I'm saying. All I ask is for justice. But there's simply no point.